WILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers Association and the Pork Checkoff. October is National Pork Month. From a savory pork pot roast to a slow-cooked pork shoulder in a spicy cranberry glaze, these and more pork recipes can be found at porkbeinspired.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Canada is looking at slapping duties on U.S. products ranging from California wine to ketchup after the World Trade Organization found America's meat labeling laws illegal for a third time in 5 years. A WTO appeal panel ruled that a U.S. law requiring grocery stores to list the country of origin on meat products discriminates against Canadian and Mexican livestock. Canadian Agriculture Minister Gary Ritz insisted Canada will use any and all means to get the U.S. to repeal its labeling country of origin legislation. Ottawa has already identified 38 target products for retaliation. U.S. consumer prices edged up slightly in September, and it rose by 0.1%. Also this morning, private exporters reporting to USDA export sales of 419,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 14-15 marketing year. Also flying out the door this morning, 113,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown also during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,536, down 11. The NASDAQ is 39.67, down 4.5. The S&P 500, 19.37, down 0.75 points.
These farmers, dressed as they are, come from all over the United States to make deals in the marketplace of America. Let's make an ag deal. And now here is America's top trader, TV's big dealer, Dave Dickey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we're back for the big deal of the day. Scott is trading away $23.17. Lisa is trading away rubber boots. Now the big deal is behind either door number one, door number two, or door number three. Lisa, what door do you want?
Door three.
And you, Scott, what door?
Door number two.
Which means that we begin with door number one, which neither of you picked, and behind door number one,
it's 97 feet of used baling twine.
We have two doors left, two and three. Let's look at door number three.
Never worry about putting that hay up in the barn again with this shiny new pitchfork.
Scott, which means that you are today's big winner. Johnny, tell them what's behind door number three.
You've won a chance to get into a drawing for either a Case IH Magnum 370 CVT or a Deere Replica Tractor 837 Toy Tractor, both in 1/16th scale. And everyone listening can get into the drawing too. Go to your phone right now and call 217-244-9455 and mention either Case or Deere and be entered into the drawing. That's 217-244-9455. Hey, and while you're on the phone, why not take this opportunity to make a pledge of support for WILL and the Agricultural Services? Call right now, 217-244-9455.
Congratulations on winning the big deal. Thank you all for Let's Make an Ag Deal. Tell you what, show me a can of corn and I'll give you $200. No? How about a can of beans that's worth $500? Show me a utility knife, give you a $100 bill. How about that you've got it?
Let's Make a Deal is a Dave Dickey production. Johnny Stewart speaking.
Wow. That's all I can say about that. But do call 217-244-9455 and either say Case or Deer, and we'll get you in on that drawing for those 1/16th scale toy tractors. I want to take a moment, though, to all kidding aside, to talk about why we're here this morning. Over the years, we've built this service based on your recommendations and the things that you needed. So over the years, we've added many facets to our service, like our energy analysis on Tuesday, Ed Kieser and his South American weather in Commodity Week during the winter months, a phone service, on-demand podcasts, a phone app. Of course, our partnership with the College of ACES, Outlook meetings, a weekly Ag e-newsletter. We've done all of this because we wanted to have as many ways as possible to get the kind of information out to you that you have told us is important for your business. And all those things have a price tag. And now is the time for you to say, you know, those things did matter to me, and they helped us along the way. I know this year has been a little bit of a difficult year for many, but if this service has somehow helped you, think about what it would be if it wasn't here. If this service has somehow helped you, go to your phone now, won't you, and give us a call at 217-244-9455. Todd and I think about the $120 level is about fair market value for the ag service, but you give what you can. More is great. Less is terrific as well. 217-244-9455. And as an additional incentive, Les Schulte, we have ag partners who are giving us a whole bunch of money if we hear from 100 people.
That's right, Dave. To encourage you to support WILL and our agricultural services, we have this group of loyal ag friends. They've gone together to create this Fall Ag Fund Challenge. And as you said, if we can hear from at least 100 pledges this week that mention the WILL Ag Services, we will add $5,250 to our pledge total. And we want to thank the folks at AgriGold and Bates Commodities and Murray Wise Associates for helping to make this Fall Ag Fund Challenge make it possible. This is one of the largest fund challenges we've had. Follow their lead. Pledge your support right now at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Leonard. Good morning,
Drew.
In
the middle of the Southeastern Conference homeland, and is essentially an honorary SEC.
I'm going to try to find Drew. There you are, Drew.
I'm here.
Drew's voice changed.
it's my bench.
Drew, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I do hear you.
All right. Very good. Well, the weather looks like temporarily gotten rather nippy overnight. Temperatures fallen into the upper 20s and 30s across parts of Wisconsin, and getting down fairly low into the 30s across portions of central Illinois as well. And as we go through the day today, this cold pocket will likely work its way to the east, and we'll expect to see some improvement as we move through the day Thursday and Friday.
A hard red winter December wheat is trading 601.5 down 3/4. July is 594.25 down 1.5. December wheat, the soft variety, is 519.25 unchanged. July, 548 up 3/4. December corn is trading 355.5 down 0.5. March at 369.5, and it is down 0.5. December is 401.25 down 0.25. November soybeans trading 972.75 up 8.5. July $10.25 up 7.5. December soybean meal trading 348.30 up 5.40. December soybean oil 32.24 up 48 cents. October live cattle 167.22.5 up 67.5. October feeders 239 up a nickel, and December lean hogs are trading at $90.10, and they are up 165. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.
And that's just another one of the special services we bring to you to help you with your business. Join us this fall, November the 24th, at the Bloomington Normal Marriott. for our Fall Ag Assets show. Again, just another one of the services. So if you find yourself using WILL more and more in your business, invest a little back at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
On the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Can't hear me.
There, Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and talk about the markets? There's some giddy-up in the marketplace this morning. It seems to be maybe our end users purchasing up, and are there new people joining the market? What's going on?
Difficult to ascertain. We just did a profile on what the open interest configuration was. In the broad strokes, I think it's probably more short covering and technical buying than anything. But when you look at the protein market, especially the soybean meal, the basis there is firm nicely. The processors and the exporters are scurrying to procure whatever inventory they can draw out of the field at this time. The corn and the wheat, a little bit less aggressive on the demand side of the equation. And the other thing, too, as far as corn is concerned, we're not over the hump in harvest, so it'll probably take another week or 10 days to get a better feel for the pulse of that market.
Would it be fair to say that the market is indeed beginning to turn sideways?
Yes, I think that is a very good assumption. We've seen that turn from sideways or from down to sideways, and I think realistically the market is now trying to define what the upper end of that potential trading range would be. I doubt if the bull is going to get much ammunition to go appreciably higher. We think that the 32% retracement marks for corn, beans, and wheat are probably about as optimistic as we could be at this point in time.
And what will those numbers be?
For December corn, about 381. For November beans, probably about 1024, which we think is very optimistic. And for December wheat, probably about 561, 562.
And the downside of the range, would the October lows then become harvest lows?
Yeah, I think that that's a fair assessment at this point, more so in beans than anything else because we are over the hump in the harvest process, and the demand side of the equation is expressing itself rather well in the soybean meal. The corn picture, we're a little bit concerned that the size of this crop may overflow storage capacity. We've seen and heard about some areas that are already filling up on the processor side, and we're also getting backed up at the dryer in some areas. So the sheer size of this crop may push us to lower levels sometime down the road, but we're going to hold off on that assessment and say for the time being, the recent lows are probably the short to intermediate term lows, and if we check them, the beans probably are okay. The corn's still questionable.
If there does need to be lower corn prices because of processors and storage facilities needing the time, wouldn't they rather do it with the basis? You think it would be the basis as opposed to the futures?
That's a very good point, and I think you hit it spot on. The basis is probably the one that's going to have to do the work here. The futures market has probably expressed itself and said enough is enough. The futures market has probably seen a seismic shift from over the last year from tops to bottoms. They probably don't need to crowd the short side at this particular point in time. The basis is probably going to be the one that widens out.
What are your anticipations and expectations for the November WASDE and crop production report, which really are just around the corner, more or less?
They really are. I think the bean number is probably fair, the one that's been expressed already. We had thought that we would see incremental increases in corn yield towards the end of the year. But after the last report, they did do a pretty reasonable adjustment to the upside in yield. I'm not certain that we'll see adjustments in each of the subsequent reports, but I do think an upward revision in corn yield is still possible. We'll wait and see. But I think the numbers that we've seen are practical. We just have to see how we digest the physical bushels.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana, one of just 21 analysts, weather and analysts that we hear throughout the week here on AM 580. We do that so that we can give you a broad perspective of opinion, so that you can hear how a number of people are thinking, and then you can make up your mind for yourself how best to position yourself in the marketplace. And that kind of service is unique to radio, really.
Well, it really is. There are some stations that have farm services, but usually there may be one or two analysts a couple of times, three times a day or something like that. We bring multiple reports a day, as you said, Dave, from multiple 21 different analysts throughout the week. And so if you find find that an important element, an important piece of information that you use in your business, support this service right now. We have this $5,250 challenge on the table. We want to thank the folks at Stuart Peterson, Champaign County Branch, Strategic Farm Marketing, and the Andersons for their support. We need to hear from at least 100 of you who make your pledge of support this week and mention Ag Services so that we can cash in on that challenge. And that $5,000-plus would buy a lot of services here at WILL.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:06 Central Time.